Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hey listeners, welcome back to a Revoice Network original called Podline, where students like you can anonymously share your burning college-related dilemmas and juicy stories based on the weekly topic. I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Erica.
And we're both students attending VCU, so think of us as the big sisters you never knew you needed, who have been through it all and can give it to you straight. So, you may be asking, where can I go to submit for the next episode? Well, stay tuned to find out towards the end of the show. In today's episode, we ask you to share one of your craziest work horror stories, whether it happened to you, a friend, or a coworker, and the submissions this week were actually insane. So really excited to get into them. But before we do, I want to ask Erica, can you recall a crazy experience you endured at work?
So I was a hostess at a more upscale Italian restaurant. And by upscale, it's just like they kind of just throw like fancy words into the menu and you pay $20 for a salad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just like vast majority of people yelling at me for prices. I don't make them. I don't know. You think I'm the manager?
Yeah.
I'm just, what, 17? Yeah, I'm literally a 17-year-old. Like, I don't know why you're yelling at me. But
right. I do have a really interesting story, I guess. So I work at a retirement home, and I used to have a manager. He has been there for, like, 25, 26 years, something like that. And he ended up having like a thing with one of the hostesses that were there because of like a hierarchy thing. He's not allowed to do that, obviously. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And like one of my coworkers told me that like she saw them like kissing in like the parking lot.
Ooh.
And so yeah, he got fired. And it's crazy because he literally he was having an affair because he was married. Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right, so let's get into the submissions. So the first one says, I used to work at the paper store, and they had a crazy uniform rule. The rule was that you had to dress business casual, which meant dress pants and blouses, just to work at a stupid cashier job. One day, I came in wearing what I normally would wear to work, nice jeans and a blouse, but I thought I would surprise my boss by wearing my mom's new work shoes. For context, my mom worked an office job at the time. When I walked into work, I was stopped by this old coworker of mine who had no authority and told me that I could not clock into work dressed the way that I was. I was confused because I wore this exact outfit every shift. So this old lady gets my manager and they stand there staring at my outfit, literally looking me up and down and judging me. Then the manager tells me that my pants that had some stray threads hanging off of them were torn to shreds, that I looked a mess, and that my shoes were, and I quote, disgusting. At this point, I was crying because two grown women started tearing up a part-time 17-year-old worker.
God.
They then start whispering to each other and then look back at me and they say, quote, guess we could let you work looking like that just for today.
Oh.
So I clocked in and a girl who was getting trained on cashier pulled me aside and told me, are you going to work a shift after they said that to you? I was still crying, and I said, actually, no. So I took off my apron and my radio, put them on the counter, told my manager, I quit, F you. I clocked out, and then I was pulling out of the parking lot. I left a huge dent in my manager's car.
Oh, my God.
Not intentional, but totally worth it.
I would agree. No, that's, no, genuinely, like, it's one thing for a customer to be, like, really, really horrible to you. Like, I've had my fair share of times. But, like, your own manager, like, that's, like, really demeaning. And especially when, like, they're both kind of just, like, gossiping right in front of a teenager. Like, that's so petty. Especially,
it is.
Like, that's a kid. That's literally a kid and you're doing all
right.
That.
This person, the submitter, claims that they wear the same thing to their job every day. It just doesn't make sense because if you really had an issue with it, then you should have
said
something early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, that's
no,
crazy.
No, I just, you strict uniforms like that, I can't stand. So annoying.
And at a freaking paper job.
No,
babes,
like, it's so fun. Like, exactly. You're a cashier. You can't even see half of your outfit.
Exactly.
You're standing behind a counter. I don't know. All right. Well, we are on to the second submission. So I work at a grocery store in a particular department that I don't feel like naming. Okay. The tea is that my married lady coworker was having an affair with my other male coworker in the same department. What's worse is that the lady, we'll call her Becky, has a husband who worked in the same store. Oh my god. And I have seen the husband and the affair man converse multiple times. Anyways, I found out because I asked Becky how her weekend was, and she said she went to a concert. And then I asked the male coworker, we'll call him home wrecked Huey, came in, and also I asked him about how his weekend was. He also said that he went to a concert. Because I don't have a singular brain cell, I blurted out that Becky was at a concert too. Later that day, Becky pulled me aside and told me that she and homeworker Huey had been dating, and she had divorced her husband a long time ago. She told me to keep it a secret because no one knows. So I did, because I'm not about to do all that HR report. Well, until now, LMAO. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
We have two updates, actually. One is that Becky and Huey aren't together anymore. Ooh. And also found out that Huey is going through a divorce. That means that he was also married while this whole thing was happening. Oh my gosh. Anyways, Becky got back together with her husband. Okay, good for them. And moved back into his place. Secondly, I was hanging out with a friend and his roommate knows Becky because she would come see him and smoke with his in his car.
Oh my god.
Like, what the heck? Anyways, Becky's nice or whatever, but so messy, geez.
Very messy.
Yeah, God. Becky. I'm kind of glad you got your stuff together a little bit towards the end, I'm assuming. Crazy. Both of them being married.
I believe Becky's probably having another affair.
Yeah, I mean.
For sure. Like, I think she's too messy not to.
Yeah, and I feel like those types of people are kind of notorious for kind of doing it again. Yeah, but I just think that it's crazy that they're not, like, they all worked in the same store. Like, yes. All this was happening in the same roof. And that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
At a grocery store, too. That's, you know, grocery stores have the craziest drama.
You think so? I think serving does.
I have a friend that, like, her old job at working at a grocery store, there were some interesting characters there. But I think serving is also pretty crazy.
Okay, for the next submission, this one says, in high school, I worked at an athletic store called Olympia Sports and somehow became an assistant manager. One day, a lady and her elementary school age son walked in the store. She tells me, I'm trying to find some nice tennis shoes for my son for back to school. So I say, great, we have plenty. I then walk them over to the Nike section and the lady stops and says, oh, I won't buy anything Nike. They support that N-word with the hard R, Colin Kaepernick. My jaw just drops. I'm standing there flabbergasted, and I'm thinking there's no way she actually just said that. She's standing there confidently, and I say, ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And she goes, for what? Let me speak to a manager. Then I flip my lanyard up that has my name and my position and go, I'm the manager, now leave or I'll have you taken by the police. Then the lady storms out as if I did something wrong. Crazy stuff.
Wow.
That is some crazy stuff. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
What in the world?
I like how like everything was going fine until that slip up there.
Insane. I feel like with racists like this, they always pop out of nowhere. Like, you would never think that person is racist until they say some crazy stuff
hiding
that
in plain
comes
sight.
Out of their mouth. And I'm like,
and
okay.
I feel so bad for the kid. Like, saying that in front of your kid, that's like,
That kid's probably used to it at this point.
Yeah,
which is so unfortunate
sad. Yeah.
Because obviously.
That's how, like, stuff like that gets passed down. Like, mentalities like that. That's just so sad. I'm glad you kicked them out. Good for you.
Yeah, really. Good on you as assistant manager.
Congrats.
Yes, you did your thing right there. Like, you did your big one there.
Well, listeners, it looks like we're out of time, but don't worry, we'll be back next week to give even more advice. Next episode's topic will be Halloween stories. If you have any supernatural experiences or any crazy, spooky Halloween stories, we would love to hear it. If you like this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and download the show, and check out our other Revoice Network's originals, Common Talk and Bad Attitude. Follow the Revoice Network on Instagram, at Revoice Network, and to submit a response for future episodes. Follow us at podline_revoice, where our Share Your Dilemmas Google form lives.
Once again, I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Erica. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.